Then I think after, you know, when you get it in your heart, and you know, well, what do you get in your heart? You get in the heart, amen, a personal, intimate love for the Son of God. Huh? That's right. If you don't know who we're talking about, you're probably not going to praise him. You got to have a close, personal experience in your heart. You've been with him all week long. He's bailed you out of a few scrapes. I'm just talking from personal experience. He bailed you out of a few tight spots. He helped you when there was more month than there was money. He helped you make up the difference. Brother Robert, can you see? Are they helping me or not? I can't see. Some of them are. Okay. I knew it'd be that way. Huh? Yeah. We got to have it in our heart. We got to have a knowledge, a personal, woo, experience that we've been with the Lord. We don't come in here to meet the Lord. We bring him in here with us. Hallelujah. And we come to worship him. Amen. Not just because of the things he did for us. What if he did nothing for you in that form of blessing? He's still God. Amen. If you laid on your sick bed all week long, amen, and you got your arthritis and lumbago and your gallbladders acting up on you again, he's still God. Amen. And if we get to praising him, it could be, amen, that he'll just stop that pain. He'll just give us relief. He'll just comfort our heart before we get out of here this morning. Well, I got an hour-long sermon here to squeeze in the next 3 minutes. Run to it. After you get that all in your heart, it's got to get in your mind. You know, you can have it in your heart and come into the service. And Brother Justin, you, all week long, you and Luke's talked it over. Out on the ball field, we get to church. We're going to get in. We're going to have church. We're going to worship. We're not going to sit around like our parents. Oh, I'm just kidding. That's probably what you say, but that ain't what you ought to say, all right? Huh? I know you got to, how many knows you got to think about it? You know, you come to church, if you're not careful, especially you mothers that have children or grandmothers that have children, great example here today. You get distracted, don't you? Well, you come to church to love the Lord, and you know you love him, and you come in here to worship, but you get distracted and do like we do sometimes. We've done it. Come on now, y'all out there. We've been in here a few times when we've sung the same song twice in the same song service. Now, haven't we done it? Brother Mike looked at me one day, and we sung it once, and we sung another one, and they requested to sing that one again, and he looked at me and said, maybe you better try it. They don't remember me singing it. So I give it a whirl. Amen. You say, no, we didn't. Yes, we did. We did it more than once. What is it? We get distracted. We get distracted. The Bible said, let the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Amen. We may come in here on Sunday morning as dead as a mackerel, as dry as last year's fodder. Amen. And get to thinking about who God is and that home gate swinging open. And before you know it, you'll start patting your foot. I don't care if you can't carry a tune in a tow sack. If you get this in your heart and get it in your mind, it'll get in your feet. I read in the Bible where it'll even get in your hands. I've watched some of you. You don't think I watch you? I may have bad eyes, but I watch you close. I seen we get to going, and that old hand on the back of that seat. Huh? That's right. I've even seen Harold Tiller sing. Huh? That's right. Ain't that right, Sister Lily? I didn't say good, did I? I just heard him sing. I haven't really heard the, you know what I mean? I'm sure he does good. I just didn't hear it, you know. But I can see, I'll tell you what, that's what it is in church. And I don't care if you're Pentecostal, Episcopalian, pagan. It don't matter what you are, huh? If you got God in your heart, and you get to meditating on the goodness of God, and you think on these things, amen, it'll put a spring in your step and a pat in your foot. Amen, Brother Mac, and if you have the motto Brother Mac has, how you doing? I'm blessed. I'm blessed. We'll come. I believe we get to thinking about it before long. That's right, brother. It gets in your feet. Gets in your hand. And then, you know, the Bible talks about shouting. How many knows that the shouting is biblical? Huh? They used to say, talk about the shouting Methodist, shouting Baptist. They used to talk about shouting Pentecostals. Huh? Our kids used to, you know, could mock us shouting. But, you know, shouting in the Bible is not just gyrating and jerking. Amen. Shouting in the Bible is hollering with your voice. Let's celebrate here, you. I said shouting is hollering with your voice. Huh? You ever heard any hollering, Brother Matthew? Matthew! Yeah, they can do it, can't they? Huh? Even the humblest women can shout. Huh? I'll tell you what, you get in the house of God and you get to thinking, amen, and every now and then, you know, it used to be at the harvest time when there's a great harvest in the vineyard. You could hear them from plumb across the country. You could hear a shout and a roar, amen, go up. Come on, no, it wasn't somebody scored a touchdown or hit a home run. Amen, there's a harvest on the vine. Amen, God has blessed my soul. God has touched me. God has helped me. And so I'm going to shout about it. And we say, hallelujah, glory to God, bless his holy name. Come on now. And you know, that's why it's so powerful in the congregation. Oh, we can praise him at home. And you know, when you're home, you know, just a solo act, amen, it's good, and it's essential. But when we get together, amen, and we wake up and perk up and begin to think, amen, come on, and begin to pat our foot, and clap our hands, and in a little bit, we'll say, glory, the gates are swinging open, heaven's in view. God is good. Hallelujah. That's called worship. Because of who he is. Amen. And how grateful we are. That's why you can go out on the creek bank. And you know, I really don't believe we ought to do anything that we can't give God glory in. I don't care if it's fishing or hunting, sowing or planting flowers. If we can't look at them and say, boy, God's good here. Look at them tulips and dandelions. And I know it's hard to praise God for dandelions, but they do look good that when winter has been long. Huh? That's right. I know you have to put a little something on them to kill them out sometimes if you want in the green yard instead of, but I never did do that. I just soon have the yellow things pop up. Amen. We can go out on the creek, go out in daylight, look up, hear the birds start singing, the orchestra wake up in the woods. Amen. Go down the road like I did this morning about 1:30. I drove from Stuttgart, Arkansas yesterday. I left at 1 o'clock, got home at 1:30. Amen. Came up through, I don't know what the deer I saw. I saw about 6 right there on the curve, Matthew. If you can get permission, maybe, and hang in there. You never know. Amen. But I want to tell you, amen, I see that creature in the wood. I see them bright red eyes along the road. And I say, there's one of God's creation. God put life in them. God's on the throne. Amen. Come on now. And I say, I'm going to go to the house of God. And I'm going to praise the Lord. And I'm going to lift my voice. And I'm going to cry out. And I'm going to shout, hallelujah. That's the worship of the Lord. It don't matter if you're Baptist, Pentecostal, or Presbyterian, or whatever else you are. Amen. I'll tell you what, if you'll get acquainted with God, and you'll believe him with all your heart, and you'll meditate on him day and night, and you'll take a look around and take an inventory, look where he brought you from, look where he's going to take you, look how long you're going to stay there. I thank everybody ought to worship God. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. My poor old dad was in the hospital this week. It just hurt me to watch him as his breath is gone. Black lung, and I tell you what, living in these mountains and making a living is hard work. There ain't nothing easy in these mountains. I don't care if you're mowing your yard or working in the mines, amen, or putting down pipe or going coon hunting. It ain't easy to coon hunt in these mountains. Huh? That's right. And so it's wore him down, gasping for breath. And it ain't no wonder God said, everything that hath breath, praise the Lord. Aren't you glad for a deep breath this morning? Are you glad for an ability to stand up pretty straight and know that God cares and God loves you and God sees you and God knows all about it and God's ear is open to our cry? Amen. I tell you what, you say you're a fanatic. And oh, I'm just thankful. Hallelujah. You say you're going off the deep end. You're beside yourself. No, I'm just looking up into the face of my Father. Amen. And it blesses me what I see. Amen. Come on now. Everything that hath breath, praise the Lord. Lift your hands and give him glory. Glory this morning. It says, you know, there's some churches, I'm not being critical, but there's some that advertise on their signs that their singing is not accompanied with music. I wouldn't brag about that. You don't love me, do you? I can't see you, but I can feel you. Huh? You don't love me, do you? Amen. Was David a man after God's own heart? How many instruments did he create? What were they for? For the rock and roll band? Huh? Come on now. I'll tell you what he used them for. He used them to praise God. I say break out the stringed instrument. I say pull out the tambourines. Play on time if you can. If you can't, just play. Come on now. Amen. That's right. Amen. Bring out the cymbals. Beat on a loud cymbal. Amen. That's right. I know it gets on our nerves sometime because we're used to sitting around watching television where we got a remote and we can control the volume. Amen. But I tell you, we're not watching television this morning. We're praising our God. He's got the remote. Come on now. I tell you what, we need to lift up the Lord. Amen. And say, blessed be the name of the Lord. I said, blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, I know that we got a PA and it's magnified and there's times it's unnatural and it'll hurt your ears if it shake the wax out of them. I know that. We got to watch that. I ain't stupid. Not completely. Huh? But I tell you what, I don't think that's our problem being too loud. I think our problem is being too unthankful. Huh? Am I right or not? You say, preacher, this is Sunday morning. We don't expect to get hit blindside on Sunday morning. You've been here long enough to know this is normal. Amen. I love to see you shout. I let see some of you macho men out there that only time you holler is on the job and somebody ain't hurrying fast enough. I love to see you get in here and the power of God get on you. Squeeze your heart so that the juice would run right out your eyeballs. And you'd shake that head and holler, God, I love you! That'd be wonderful, wouldn't it? We'd probably have to anoint your wife and pray that God would bring her back around. But I'd love to see you just get along with God. That's right. And I know a lot of time people are what you call backwards. Huh? And they can't hardly... Like old Darrell Allen, old country Darrell. You remember him here? Said, when I first got saved, I was so backwards I wouldn't eat in a restaurant. Y'all know what that means, don't you? But I tell you, there's something about when you get with the family of God and you get to worshiping God and got your mind on one God, and it gets so natural to say, thank you, God. I love you, Lord. Oh, somebody say amen. Stand with me all over if you're able. Amen. If you're not able, you can just sit. But if you're able, let's just stand and lift your hands. Amen. Why can't you do it? Amen. Lift your hands and say, Lord, I love you. Amen. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Great is my Lord and greatly to be praised. You made the hills and rocks and mountains. You made the birds and and flowers and water. You made the sun and moon and stars and sky. You made me, and you put this melody in my heart, and I'm going to play on the strings in worship to you. You don't even have to have the Holy Ghost. You don't even have to have rhythm. You don't even have to have melody, harmony. You just have to have God and an appreciation for Him. You say, well, God don't expect that. Read your Bible. Jesus said, where are the nine? He has an extra portion for those that will praise Him. He inhabits the praise of His people. Well, I feel like shouting a little bit this morning. Not only I feel like shouting, I almost feel like jumping a little. You say, well, and you know, and I know when the Lord ain't in it, it's just like tongues when the Lord ain't in it. That's right. It's a little out of place and rash if it's just inspired by man. It's spooky. But when the Spirit gives the utterance, and when God impresses you, brother, there ain't nothing more right than in the whole wide world than the true, pure worship of God. And you say, amen. And everybody does it, amen, like the Lord bids them. Well, hallelujah. Come on, children.